ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escape sleep, walk
away. Ready or not, it is the Birds and the Berg Football Podcast. I am your host, Fred Halbig. Joining me as always, Jay. What's going on, brother?
Hey, buddy. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good, man. Yeah. I'm disappointed there was no Eagles football for me again this weekend. So it's going to be a long off season.
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh.
And you know what the crazy, there's been no big news for either team either, so it's just kind of dragging.
Yeah, the Eagles have still not hired an offensive coordinator, so I have no idea what's going on with that situation.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that a little bit coming up here, but first let's get into the games that happened this past weekend. We didn't give our predictions on the last pod, we forgot.
No, we're kind of dumb and it just slipped by, so.
Yeah, we had it on the thing, but we just left it out.
I think we'll have some predictions for that game in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll have predictions for the Super Bowl.
We can predict the Pro Bowl, too, if you want.
Oh, yes, that's worth it. I will not even, probably won't even watch that.
No, I haven't watched it the past 5 years.
But anyway, yeah, we had some games this weekend. Of course, we had Kansas City beating Tennessee, and then we had the Niners easily beating the Packers. Jay, what did you think about the two games and the Super Bowl matchup coming up?
The Tennessee KC game was good. Just see KC getting down early again.
Yeah.
And then making that second half comeback. Good for him, you know?
Well, they were ahead by halftime. They were down 10 points in the second quarter at one point.
But... Yeah. Well, I mean, they still had to come back. So
yeah.
It's just what they've been doing in the playoffs the past two games. I mean, we'll get into that, but I think me and you both agree doing that against San Francisco is going to be a little different. So.
Yeah, we'll go over that probably in next week's pod. We won't touch too much on the Super Bowl this one.
They look good. KC looked good.
Yeah, I mean, that was my
every
preseason prediction. I think I had KC.
Yeah.
Representing the AFC. Patrick Mahomes is just legit.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just really good.
Absolutely.
And he's going to have a tough matchup with the Niners, like you said. But as long I think he's better than Jimmy G, and if he's the quarterback, they'll have a shot to win that game.
Yeah, and then in the San Francisco game, Green Bay made it interesting by the end, but
yeah,
it wasn't as close as that score.
I mean, no, it wasn't close at all. Green Bay was probably the worst 13-win team in NFL history.
Yeah,
I have no idea. I mean, I know they have Aaron Rodgers, but if you look at his stats this year, they weren't very good. He was a pretty average quarterback. I mean, I know they don't have a lot of playmakers on offense, so he's doing what he can. But the division was pretty weak. Yeah, I have no idea how they won 13 games. I have no idea how they got to the NFC Championship. And it showed. It showed. I thought the 49ers, although I said I didn't believe in them all year, I was wrong, obviously. They're legit, and they proved it again. They beat the crap out of the Packers, and Aaron Rodgers didn't even have a chance.
Hey, they're the best team in the NFC.
Yeah.
I mean, say what you want about them. I know you had your feelings on them early. I think you came around by the end, but.
Yeah, I don't believe in Jimmy G, and the crazy thing about this game, too, is he only threw the ball 8 times.
Yeah.
So we still don't know. Like, are the Chiefs going to be able to put the ball in his hands and stop the run? They're, like, one of the best running teams in the NFL, and they proved it.
Mm-hmm.
With that game, I mean, like I said, Jimmy G threw the ball 8 times, and their running back, Mozart, ex-Eagle, that Chip Kelly cut, thanks a lot, Chip, had 200-something rushing yards and 4 touchdowns. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I think it's going to be a good game. Yeah, but the divisional games, it wasn't that great of football, I thought, this weekend. KC-Tennessee game was the better game of the two.
Yeah. And compared to the rest of the playoffs,
yeah, this was the weakest match. Have been really good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, it was a little the championship, not the divisional game, the championship round. was kind of boring. I think I shut the Green Bay game off in the middle of the third quarter.
I think most of America did.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I'm excited for the Super Bowl. It's like it's a breath of fresh air. I mean, these are two teams that haven't. I think KC, it's been 50 years since they've been in the Super Bowl, Super Bowl III.
Yeah.
And then the last one the Niners was in was, what, 94 when they beat the Chargers?
Mm-hmm. And San Fran has a chance right now to jump up into a three-way tie with Pittsburgh and New England.
Yeah.
For the most, so.
Yeah, for, six Super Bowls. Yeah, so it's nice. It's nice to not be the same teams every year. I know the NFC, it's kind of been different, but obviously it's just nice that New England's not in it. I'll just say that.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, man, no vet quarterbacks in it this year.
Well, this was – I saw something that said it was like the first time in 19 years that the AFC championship game didn't have Ben Roethlisberger, Tom Brady, or Peyton Manning.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, how wild's that?
Wow, yeah, wow.
So, I mean, they've literally been in the championship. But, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, this is his second year in a row. This is going to be the new norm for him. He's that good. He's going to be
he's going to
be up there each year, more than likely.
Yeah, he'll be competing, definitely.
So, all right, so that's about it, what we have for those games. We won't get into it too much. Next week we'll kind of go over the Super Bowl a little bit more, what we think is going to happen, what can happen. Just a few little notes around the NFL still. I know the Browns hired their coach, Stefanski, the Vikings
offensive
coordinator, who got absolutely trashed in the
Browns in the
divisional round.
Yeah, the Browns took a beating for that hire because it was just weird timing.
Yeah, obviously, you know, I mean, not a big name. It doesn't really matter. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
But did you see the reports out? There was reports that said that he has to take his game plan to the owner every Friday before the game, and they'll either approve it or what?
With the Browns, I'm not shocked by that. They're such a bad run organization.
Now Stefanski said that was not true in his press conference.
Of course he's going to say that.
Oh man, if that's even true at all, that organization is going to continue to suck.
Yeah, I don't even think Jerry Jones does that in Dallas, but he probably sits in on the game plan.
Yeah, probably.
So,
but
that's crazy. I did not hear that. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, but other than that, not really much going around the NFL these days. You'll start hearing some more stuff after the Super Bowl, obviously. Oh, Jay, also, I was going to say, after the championship games, you know what that means, right?
No.
It means there's only 2.5 weeks until the XFL is back, baby.
Dude, I cannot wait.
They
officially announced the rules for it, which they look pretty interesting on this, man. February 8th, 8th, right?
Yeah, February 8th, baby.
I can't wait.
Let's go.
I'm pumped for this. I was a little into the AAF. I'm more excited about the XFL.
St. Louis Battlehawks, baby.
Man, New York Guardians. What?
Yeah. I picked my team. I'm going to roll with them. I want to see what happens.
This is going to slowly turn into the XFL podcast, so just be prepared.
Everybody.
For the five weeks that league goes on.
Yes. It'll be – what's the New York team again you just said?
Guardians.
So it'll be welcome to the Hawks and Guardians football podcast. No, but I'm excited for that, I guess. You know, it's football. It's something to watch on the weekends.
It could be interesting, man. And
on.
A small note for Steelers fans. Everyone remembers Landry Jones.
Yes.
He was picked up by the Dallas Renegades. It's I could be wrong.
Yeah, because he's from down that way, I believe.
Yeah, he was picked up by them, pegged to be the starter. Done for the first 5 weeks of the year with a knee injury. Yep, I hear him.
My friend just woke up screaming. Well, it's all right. We wanted them to wake up here soon anyway.
Yeah.
But, so I'm excited about the XFL.
Yeah, definitely. We'll talk about it a little bit during the year. We won't go crazy on it, but it'll be something interesting to talk about.
Yes. So, all right, before we get into some Steelers news Jay has, because I believe Rooney gave a quick end-of-the-year press conference. The Eagles still haven't hired a offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm starting to get a little worried. It seems like they were turned down by two dudes that they were interested in I don't know if that's true. I don't know if the reports are they just interviewed him or if they were interviewed him and wanted to hire him and turn him down. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a little worrisome. It seems like nobody wants this job.
Yeah. What do you think the chances are they just go no OC? Because that's Doug's wheelhouse.
I know. They'll hire somebody, though.
Okay.
They'll bring some, or they'll promote Deuce and hire somebody under him.
Deuce to OC.
Yeah.
Man.
We've been talking about that for years. So, other than that, they also fired their defensive line coach. Yep. So now they need a defensive line coach. They need a cornerback coach. They need a wide receiver coach. And they need an offensive coordinator. And I've heard absolutely nothing. So. We'll see what happens. I'm hoping, I mean, the Senior Bowl's this coming weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You would hope to have your staff in place at this point.
Yeah.
So that, you know, they can get guys down there.
I mean, they could have an interest in somebody that just lost the game or supposedly still playing in the Super Bowl.
The newest rumor is they want to interview Mike Kafka, the quarterback coach. He's an ex-Eagle, Northwestern grad, smart kid, supposedly.
Where's he coaching?
Andy Reid has been grooming him. Yeah, he's the quarterback coach in KC, and that we're going to interview him in between because you can interview guys between the week between the Super Bowl and the week.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll see where it comes to that. But other than that, not much more news around the Eagles. So I'll let Jay give us what he heard from Rooney, and then we'll get into our position previews or position reviews for the year and what we think they should do. We'll just call it. We'll call it like stay or go, whether we want these guys to stay or go. And we're going over linebackers today. But Jay, like, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he really didn't say much. Rooney gave his usual spiel. We need to run the ball better, smash mouth defense, blah, 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 what he says every year. But one interesting note that came out of this was they asked him about Ryan Shazier, who is a pending free agent. He's still under contract as a player. And he came out and said that they want to keep him, but in some capacity. So he didn't commit to saying they want to sign him to a new deal as a player, but there could be something about bringing him in house as assistant to an assistant.
They something like that. Absolutely cannot bring him back as a player.
I agree.
That just can't happen.
You're going to tie up money in some guy who it sucks to say, but
he can't play.
He can't walk.
Yeah. He's never going to play football again.
You know, so just... yeah, I agree with you. I would like to see them bring him in as some type of assistant to linebackers coach or some an interim coach, something along those
even
lines.
If it's not coaching, maybe something in the front office.
Yeah.
Get him involved in that part of the game. He's obviously a good person to have in the building.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's just can't play football anymore.
Yeah,
they kind of threw him a bone. They kind of threw him a bone last year.
Yeah, when they moved
with
his
contract.
Well, 2 years ago, they moved his contract around and made it guaranteed so he can get the money. And then this year, they told it so he could get all of his money again to help with the insurance.
Yeah, and
I
get
see
the benefits so that he can continue to rehab. And
I see them bringing him in some capacity in that. The article I read about what Rooney was talking about, they had an interview with Devin Bush, and Bush came out and said that Shazier was such a big help for him this year. He really got in his ear, really taught him a lot, and helped him progress through his rookie year. So that, I think it's a good guy to have in. I would bring him in as like an assistant
linebacker
coach. Just let him learn.
Start learning.
The coaching position.
Yes.
And then maybe you'll have somebody there for the next 15 years that you can have a great coach there.
Even if he doesn't stay in Pittsburgh, you helped him get his foot in the door to
where
he can begin coaching and start his next career.
You're right.
Because it's unfortunate what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. But he should also show some goddamn loyalty because they kept him in when he shouldn't. So,
ain't no loyalty, bro. Come
no,
on.
No. But it would be good, man. Just keep him around. Let him learn that.
I agree.
I think most normal people can come to the conclusion that this guy's never going to play again.
Yeah.
So,
or a doctor will never clear him to play.
Yeah. So I would.
All right.
Yeah. That's pretty much it on the Steelers, and that just the typical Rooney interview running.
Yeah. Well, I know they also talked about. Obviously, Cowher was elected to the Hall of Fame. Troy's available to go in.
Yeah.
He did mention that he was told that more than likely they will be playing in the Hall of Fame game this year.
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah, that happened right after the podcast last week. I thought we talked about that, but yeah. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Because the last time the Steelers played in the Hall of Fame game, I think it was when Bettis won it.
Okay.
And that was a big one. So now you have Cowher going in. You have Donnie Shell, who was a safety from the 70s Super Bowls, all four. And then you got Troy eligible, too.
Who's possibly going in.
Yeah. So that could be three big-name Steelers going into one.
Yeah, so the Steelers might get an extra preseason game. Might be starting their season a little early this year.
Yeah, and that would be garbage if Troy doesn't go in this year, because then it just shows that, oh, we didn't want to put three Steelers in.
Well, it's not even that. Is this his first year he's eligible? Well, I know. I'm pretty sure Ed Reed and Dawkins did not go in on
Ed
their
Reed
first
won
year.
It on his first year.
Was he on his first year? Ed I think Reed Dawkins was his second year. Then.
Yeah, Ed Reed retired a year before Troy, so last year was his first year eligibility. He went in on his first.
That'd be hilarious if Troy went in on his first, because Brian Dawkins is twice the safety Troy Polamalu would
out
ever
of your
be.
Goddamn mind. I don't even know how to respond. I don't.
Stats don't lie. Look them up. I'm not even arguing about this because stats don't lie.
Wow.
All right. All right, so now we'll move on to our stay or go part of the podcast. We'll talk about the Eagles linebackers first, because
yes,
I know the Steelers linebackers are a little bit more crucial.
Yeah, there's a little bit of interesting stuff to go
into their team. The Eagles linebacker situation is fucked. I'll just say that, because they suck and they don't value that position at all, but we'll go over it. You know, guy by guy. Nigel Bradham's the first guy we'll talk about. He was a big-time free agent they signed a couple years ago. He was very influential in the year they won the Super Bowl. He has not been playing well the past 2 years. The Eagles have a team option on him where they'll be able to save a little over $4 million by declining that team option. I think they're going to decline that option, and he will be a free agent, and I believe he will not be back with the Eagles. I wouldn't bring him back either. So we can say that with each guy, whether you think they'll bring him back or if you want him to come back.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We did that last week, too. So
yeah,
definitely.
So, yeah, I think Nigel Bradham's going to be gone. He's just getting up there in age. He'll probably get another semi-decent contract from somebody in the NFL, and it's not going to be from the Eagles. The next guy I have on my list is TJ Edwards. He was a undrafted rookie free agent from Wisconsin. He played a lot. He started a lot of games at Wisconsin, started to come in towards the end of the year, and actually started a few games for the Eagles at the end of the year and was playing pretty decently. Everything I heard about him was he was stepping up, looked good for a rookie, especially an undrafted rookie. So this is somebody I think that they might like enough. This is because the Eagles don't value the linebacker position. I think they might like him enough to where he might be starting for them next year.
Yeah.
So, he's cheap, he's young, and he's a pretty good tackler. So I could see him being one of the starters next year.
Okay.
One of our other starters this year was Nate Gary, just an up and down linebacker. Jim Schwartz supposedly loves him a lot, though. Calls him one of the smartest defensive players he's ever been around. Not really much to say about him. I believe he's going to be back. He's going to be probably one of the starters. And they could upgrade it, but like I said, Jim Schwartz is a big fan of his. So I think he'll be playing a lot of snaps again for us next year.
Okay.
The next guy on my list is Kamu Grugier-Hill. This one's interesting. He had an amazing camp for the Eagles this year.
Mm-hmm.
Then he tore his MCL and was out the first 6 weeks of the season, I believe. Came back, did not look as good. He then started to play better as his knee started to get better, obviously. And then he got a concussion at the end of the year, but never told he lied about it to the Eagles medical staff.
Oh.
Then he went to the media and told the media that he lied about it and played through a concussion.
Well.
And then the Eagles placed his ass on IR.
Wow.
Yeah, it got a little ugly. Then him and his agent put out this big thing saying all this and that, blah, 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 blah. Basically saying that he, gives his body up to that team, blah, 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 blah. I like him as a player.
Yeah, he was the guy you were talking about coming out of camp.
Yeah, he had a really good camp.
Yeah.
He hurt his knee, obviously. But I like him as a player. He's fast. He can cover. He's a good special teams guy. He was one of our special teams captains.
Okay.
But I would personally bring him back. I think he's gone. I think things have kind of soured between him and the Eagles. I could see him getting a good contract somewhere else, possibly, and I just don't see him coming back. All right. Two more guys here. They're more special teams guy. The next guy is Duke Riley. He was acquired in a trade from the Falcons earlier in this year for Jonathan Cyprien.
Okay, yeah.
He came. Yeah. Nothing big, nothing crazy. He came in and really established himself as a big-time special teams player. I believe he was actually one of the special teams captains by the end of the season. And he was only there for half the year.
Yeah.
So that says something. You know, his teammates like him. He's really good at what he does on special teams, so he's going to be back, I believe, and he'll be a big part of that their special teams group going forward. The next guy is Alex Singleton. He was a undrafted rookie, I believe, this year, and he is just one of those, like, long-haired white dudes that are wild, crazy men on special team that just run down there a million miles an hour and crush dudes. So I think he'll be back as well. I don't know if he'll make the team next year because he's, you know, he's just a normal, regular dude that just loves to hit people on special teams. So, yeah, I think he'll be back, but obviously in a special teams role. So that leaves the Eagles with 1 to 2 spots on the defense that are going to be open at linebacker. They don't ever draft linebackers high. The highest linebacker they've ever taken that I can remember is Michael Kendricks in the second round a few years ago. So I don't see him taking a linebacker in the second round this year or the first round, unless maybe Isaiah Simmons from Clemson falls down to 21, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
I think they're going to go the free agent route. I think they'll pick up a couple, like, mid-level guys in free agency to compete, to come in. It's what they do each year. It's just not a position they value. And I wish they did a little bit more because I love seeing those teams that have these badass linebackers that just run shit. But so, yeah, I see them making a couple moves in free agency, maybe drafting a linebacker late, and then they're going to roll. They normally roll with two linebackers anyway, and it'll be TJ Edwards, Nate Gary, and somebody else they bring in. So It's not looking good for the, for the Eagles linebackers again. But, you know, they seem to do okay without these top-notch linebackers, and it's probably going to be another season of that in 2020.
That's because you guys usually have a pretty good defensive front, too. And especially, I mean, with your anchor there, Fletcher Cox. You know?
They invest their money up in the front and skimp in the linebacker position. So,
yeah.
All right, but we'll move on to Pittsburgh. I know you guys got some things coming up this year with your linebackers. So, Jay, let us know what you think.
Yeah, man, it should be a pretty interesting one with this. This is one of the few positions that I'm actually going to really keep my eye on and really into. So as of right now, the returning starters, you have TJ Watt coming back another 2 years with a fifth-year option. Vince Williams coming back for another 2 years. Devin Bush, 4 years with a fifth-year option. And then Mark Barron, who was rotating with Devin Bush a lot throughout the year. So three of your four, well, there's four listed there, but three of your four starters coming back besides Bud Dupree.
I was going to say, is Bud Dupree considered an outside backer?
He is an outside linebacker. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's why right now you only have TJ as the only outside linebacker on the roster right now.
He's going to be eligible for a contract coming up, right?
Next year, they're going to sign him. I wouldn't be shocked if they try to get a deal done this offseason with him.
That's what I was thinking. I think he's eligible this year.
You have to declare if you're going to go with that fifth-year option for him.
Which they're 100% going to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did it with Bud, and he didn't. This was his first great year, you know? So TJ is going to push. Oh, Jesus, that's going to be so goddamn expensive. But, okay, so you got three of your four coming back. Bush should see a big increase in snaps at the starting inside linebacker.
All right.
Mark Barron. Me personally, I'd cut him.
Yeah. Well, all right. So let's go here. Yeah. TJ Watt, stay or go?
Stay.
Obviously.
Yeah.
What's his face? The other backer.
So you got TJ Watt, stay. Vince Williams, stay. Devin Bush, stay. There's your two starting inside linebackers
and an outside backer.
And then Mark Barron is your other inside linebacker who's rotating a lot. I think they cut him because you're going to get about $5 million.
He's gone.
After you cut him. He's due about $8 and some change. You cut him, you get a cap penalty about $2 and some change, so you're saving about $5.
Okay.
About. So definitely TJ, Vince, Devin there, Barron gone.
Okay.
Okay. Returning backups, you have Anthony Chickalo. My opinion, he's gone too.
Yeah, he got into some trouble last year.
Yeah, he did, and you're going to get about around $5 million if you cut him too. It's almost the same thing. $8 million and some change, cap penalty of $2 and some change. You're going to get about $5. So, and then you have Ole Adeniyi. I really like this kid. He didn't see much time this year just because of how well Bud and TJ were playing. Really couldn't fit him in onto the field. He has a year left. They're bringing him back. He's staying. They're not going to get rid of him. Skipper has 2 years left. He's staying. He was another really good camp guy. He was the guy that cut, went to the Giants, got released, and then they brought him back. So I see him staying also. And then Ulysses Gilbert, inside linebacker, 3 years left. They're going to keep him too. So
not much other than the big one.
Yeah. So free agents that are leaving this team, or not leaving this team, but you have to do something about. Bud Dupree, unrestricted free agent. They already came out and said top priority. They're going to sign this kid. They're going to do whatever they have.
If they can't get him signed, you think they'll tag him?
They'll tag him. Yeah. They'll tag him. I think it's around, it's like 14.
Yeah.
14 to 15 million, I think it is, the tag on him. I don't think it's going to come down to that. I don't. He stated that he wants to stay here. I wouldn't be shocked if he doesn't take the high tag or like the 18 million that he probably could get out in free agency just to stay and be a part of this defense that's already set. Like, you stay, you're a part of a great defense.
Let me tell you something, Jay. None of these dudes give a shit about that.
I get what you're saying. I completely understand.
There's one thing that matters to these dudes, and that's money. Money talks. This is his probably one and only big contract in his career. He wants get paid. So the Steelers need to show him the money, baby.
They will, but like they're not going to give him.
Jerry Maguire.
They're not going to give him 18.
He's it's not about how much guaranteed money he gets. No, he's not going to get.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
$18 million per year.
Well, that's what a couple of those linebackers signed last year.
Yeah, I mean, he might.
There were some guys that got.
He's probably
going to
want like $15 million per year.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked by that.
Nice,
it
solid
just depends
guarantee,
on the guarantee.
But it's just, hey, money talks, man. And if they don't, if he don't come to something, they'll have to tag him.
I agree.
And he might play that game.
Yeah, I agree. So I think they do get a deal with done with him, a long term deal, and he's back on this team. The other free agent is inside linebacker Tyler Medicavage.
You love Medicavage.
I love this kid. They tried to give him a chance to start 2 years ago. He didn't play well in the first couple games, but he is a special team stud.
Yeah.
He's one of the best special teams players out there. And then when he comes in to relieve some guys, he actually plays decent. Like, he's good sideline to sideline, especially in run defense.
he'll probably be starting for the Eagles next year.
That's a good point. You guys do love some Steeler linebackers. So, and then cutting them and letting them go to Baltimore Stars.
What a stupid move by Howie Roseman. What a stupid move.
So, Tyler, I think they bring him back, too, on a lesser deal.
Is he a restricted free agent?
No, he's unrestricted.
Okay.
He's an unrestricted guy. But I think he comes back. He likes being here. And he's just a special teams ace, so
yeah.
I'd keep him. And then the other guy, Ryan Shazier, we already touched base on him. They're not going to bring him back on a player deal.
5 years, $80 million.
Man. I would bring him in coaching staff like we talk. So,
do you think they sign, obviously, anybody or try to upgrade anywhere?
So from what I think is going to happen, they have four outside linebackers, Bud, TJ, Ole, and Skipper, and then four inside linebackers, Bush, Williams, Gilbert, Medicavage. That's usually what
they roll with.
Go with four and four.
So more than likely, somebody's gone, though.
Maybe. I mean, but they only have two free agents, Bud and Medicavage.
Well, what I'm saying, though, is one of those guys that you think's probably going to stay is probably going to be gone, and they might replace him with a rookie.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
So, like I was, yeah, I have it written down here. Would not be shocked if they brought in a vet in the camp just to compete with one of these younger guys like Ole Skipper or Gilbert on in the inside. But, I mean, I think your starters are locked in, Bud, TJ, Bush, and Williams.
Okay.
You're going to bring in a vet to try to compete for a backup spot to try to relieve some of these guys when they need a breather. Or, God forbid, an injury happens or something like that. But I think this might be the roster going in. They really like these young kids. They kept them around. They went out and got them back whenever they needed to. So really young, though.
Good, yeah. Hey, I mean,
Vince Williams is the oldest one on that in that linebacker room, and he's like 29.
They're all proven, though, other than Bush, who should make a jump going into his second year.
Yeah, yeah, except the depth behind him. I mean, Skipper are two- and three-year guys. Gilbert is, I think, going into his second year. So,
next none man of them up. Have
starting experience. Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. Up. I agree, yeah. So,
all right, that's all you got?
Yeah.
So the Steelers linebackers look like they're in a good position heading into 2020, as long as they can get a deal done with Bud Dupree to keep him there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's all we got for today's show then.
No Pro Bowl predictions?
Pro Bowl predictions. Okay. Following the Super Bowl, we'll start going over our XFL predictions and get into that. And we'll officially turn into our XFL podcast.
Yep.
Now, that's a joke, by the way, if anybody's listening. We might talk about it a little bit just because it's the off season. But this will always be an Eagles and a Steelers-driven podcast.
That's right.
So hopefully by next week we have a little bit more to talk about on the Eagles offensive coordinator front. We'll keep going over some things. Obviously we'll probably move on to defensive line next week, our last position on the defense, before we get on to the offensive side, and we'll go over the Super Bowl predictions next week. How's that sound?
Yeah, man, that's good.
Good, sounds good. All right, Jay, give them the spiel.
Yeah, check us out on Twitter at @birds_berg. Get us on the Facebook page at the Birds and the Berg podcast on Facebook. Please like, subscribe, and review on all podcasting sites, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Please leave a like, comment, anything on there, and we'll talk back to you.
All right. That was the Birds and the Berg football podcast. We'll catch you next week.